We have another case, Scott, that we'd like for you to weigh in on, and it's about a 15-year-old girl whose back operation went wrong when the surgeon cut her kidney.
I think my esteemed partner over there, Mr. Cardia, is going to handle this one.
Jim, okay, Jim, let's hear from Jim.
I have. Now that I've removed my tie, Frank, I'm free.
Nobody's wearing a tie here this evening, I might add.
I had an ascot, but I took it off.
Oh, you're going back into the, what, 70s?
I don't know what happens in England.
Disco John.
They could have ascot problems in England. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Could be a subject of a study.
We're going to give him a rough ride for that comment, Frank.
No, okay. All right, what about this 15? This is a serious story, though. 15-year-old girl, back operation. Something went wrong, and her kidney was cut.
15 years old, she went in for a spine straightening procedure. And during the course of the operative procedure, the surgeons failed to identify, isolate, and protect critical structures around the operative field. Specifically, they failed to protect the kidney. And as a result of their failure to protect the kidney, they inflicted a severe laceration to this young girl's kidney, and it resulted in significant bleeding. And although they attempted to resuscitate her, she suffered a cardiac arrest. They switched her from the prone position to the supine position, initiated CPR, but they were unable to establish a cardiac rhythm and increase her blood pressure, which had dropped significantly due to blood loss. And she suffered a tragic death at the age of 15.
Is this
Frank?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can I put that in English?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a lot of medical terminology. This young gal needed a spinal procedure, and the surgeons were supposed to work close to her spine. Those surgical instruments were never supposed to get close to her kidney organ. Instead, the surgeon went too deep. The surgeon went too far. The surgeon lacerated her kidney, which is a blood-rich organ. When you lacerate the kidney, it's going to promote one heck of a lot of blood loss. Mm. They never recognized that they were too deep. They never recognized that they lacerated the kidney. And so when this young girl's blood pressure began to drop, and the anesthesiologist is saying, something's going on here, she's losing blood pressure, I think she's losing blood, They realized she was bleeding, but never realized where she was bleeding from. They turned her over from the prone position, which is face down, to the supine position, which is face up. And all the while, she was bleeding on the operating table in an uncontrolled fashion, to put it in plain English. And she bled out on the table and died.
Wow. Unbelievable. Now, in this particular case, I mean, what would the protocol have been to ensure that you do not cut into the kidney? I mean, do you map it out so that you explore exactly where you want to go so that you know that you're not going to, puncture a kidney?
Well, the protocol and the standards of care require that surgeons undertaking the type of procedure that this young girl was undergoing is to work close to the spine. That's your surgical area. Rods and wires were required to perfect this procedure, but they were all required to be implanted and put in place on the spinal column. Mm-hmm. The kidneys, if you can envision the anatomy, lay off to the side on both sides of the spinal column.
And behind.
But if the patient is laying face down, the spinal column is on the top of where you're working. Mm-hmm. The kidneys are deep to where you're working.
Right?
You're never supposed to go so far deep on that surgical plane that you get anywhere close to the kidneys. You're never supposed to go so far away from the center of the operative field, which is the spine, so far wide that you get close to the kidneys. So that's the protocol, Frank.
Yeah. And there's an old saying also, that you have to identify, isolate, and protect all critical structures around the operating field. And as Kerry correctly pointed out, these kidneys shouldn't have even been in the operating field.
Nowhere close, Frank.
But you have to identify and protect all vital structures, which include the kidneys. And so it's a breach in the standards of care. That means negligence. That means driving through a medical stop sign to even get to the level of the kidneys, let alone lacerate them. And then another breach in the standards of care is not recognized that you have.
you know, when you see the blood pressure dropping dramatically, I mean, what would a doctor normally think is happening? Severe blood loss, probably, right?
The doctor would have to think that he or she damaged the kidney or damaged the aorta, depending on the level, or damaged the vena cava, one of the major, major blood vessels. The point is, you have to then stop the procedure, find what you damaged, clamp it off and fix it, meaning repair it, or call in the requisite specialist to do that if you can't. They fail to do that.
This poor 15-year-old girl died on the table.
Died on the table.
Unbelievable.
Inexcusable.